With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. With federal SNAP food assistance set to run dry this weekend amid the protracted U.S. government shutdown, Louisiana is one among several states to announce help for low-income households that rely on the funds to eat. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry.
This declaration allows us to tap into state funds to continue to provide food assistance for the elderly, the disabled, and children while the federal funding is paused. The state will provide a temporary state-funded assistance. That's important to recognize. We have to create our own program.
In Louisiana, nearly one in five residents receive SNAP benefits. President Trump hails a new trade deal with China, which includes tariff reductions. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The president met face-to-face with Chinese leader Xi Jinping.
You know, I put a 20% tariff on China because of the fentanyl coming in, which is a big tariff. And based on his statements today, I reduced it by 10%. So it's 10% instead of 20%. Effective immediately.
Beijing also agreed to allow the export of rare earth elements and start buying American soybeans.
It was a good meeting for two very large, powerful countries, and that's the way we should get along.
Xi Jinping says it's normal for the two leading economies of the world to have frictions now and then. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump has appeared to suggest on social media that the U.S. resume testing nuclear weapons for the first time in three decades. A down day on Wall Street with the Dow dropping 109 points, the Nasdaq lower by 377, the S&P lower by 68. This is SRN News. Abortion legislation is surging through the Pennsylvania legislature. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A total of seven bills, each designed to promote abortion and its attendant industry, are under consideration by lawmakers in the Keystone State. One of the measures would allow women to terminate their pregnancies right up to the moment of birth, while another one would shield abortion doctors from legal action. If all or most of the legislation is passed, it would make Pennsylvania one of the most liberal states when it comes to abortion anywhere in the country. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo has reaffirmed the Catholic Church's commitment to fighting anti-Semitism on the 60th anniversary of a landmark Vatican document that revolutionized the Church's relations with Jews. Speaking from the Vatican Wednesday, the Pope acknowledged past misunderstandings but emphasized the Church's gospel-mandated friendship with Jews. This is SRN News. Researchers in Massachusetts are developing tiny drones inspired by bats.
The aerial robots use echolocation, just like bats, to navigate in dark and challenging conditions. The team at the Worcester Polytechnic Institute aims to create small, affordable, and energy-efficient drones that can operate where and when current drones can't. The scientists want to move beyond the manually operated individual robots being used today. They're exploring how to create autonomous drones that can be deployed in swarms. Rich Thomason reporting.
A former Virginia teacher who was shot by a six-year-old student in 2023 said she thought she died that day. Abby Zwirner testified Thursday in a $40 million lawsuit accusing a former assistant principal of ignoring warnings that the student had a gun. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.